Pride Month occurs every June in commemoration of the Stonewall Riots that took place in New York City, June 28th through July 3rd, 1969. Although gay and lesbian activism had been occurring for many years prior to 1969, the Stonewall Riots are viewed as the beginning of the modern gay rights movement in the United States. In the wake of the visibility and activism, in December 1969, Boston University was one of only a handful of universities in the United States and the first in the Boston area to establish a university-recognized student organization known as the BU Student Homophile League. The following June, 52 years ago, on June 28, 1970, the first Pride March, the Christopher Street Liberation Day March, was held in New York City in honor of the first anniversary of the Stonewall Riots. The parade extended for close to 50 blocks and drew a few thousand participants. That year, Pride marches also occurred in several other cities, including San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Chicago. A year later, in June 1971, the first Pride March took place here in Boston. Over the past five decades, Pride parades and marches have served an important role of visibility, resistance, activism, and celebration in the LGBTQIA+ community. I have had the pleasure to celebrate Pride in more than a dozen cities since my own coming out more than 25 years ago. For many years, there has been a strong critique of Pride festivals in the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom for their history of racism, the exclusion of people of color and trans and non-binary people in positions of leadership, the move toward family-friendly events that has led to kink shaming and the corporatization of Pride, with a focus on profitability over activism and visibility. A number of cities' Pride organizations, including Boston Pride, have faced organized boycotts over racism, trans exclusion, and commercialization. Boston Pride dissolved last summer, and therefore there will not be a Boston Pride March this year. Philadelphia, through the PHL Pride Collective, provides an excellent model of a reimagined Pride that centers Black and Brown, queer and trans communities, highlights those still fighting for equality, and honors the origins of LGBTQI+ liberation, including both Stonewall and historical activism in Philadelphia. This year in Boston, there will be the third annual Trans Resistance March and Festival for Black Trans Lives, the 25th Boston Dyke March, and a pop-up Pride. Boston University is celebrating Pride Month through a collaboration between my office, the LGBTQIA+ Center for Faculty and Staff, the LGBTQIA+ Faculty and Staff Community Network, and the Queer Activist Collective, with an organizing committee comprised of BU faculty, staff, and students. Back in 1970, the first BU Student Homophile League meeting was held in the Terrace Lounge at the George Sherman Union, and we will be revisiting the space for our kickoff event, a Pride Month soiree for BU faculty and staff. We hope you will join us for one of the many BU Pride events. For allies, three particular events of interest may be meeting the health needs of LGBTQ+ patients, a bi perspective, trans and non-binary experiences in higher education, exploring heart-centered practices through storytelling, and asexual and aromantic allyship in queer communities. Pride Month is a meaningful time for many members of the LGBTQI+ community. We hope you will celebrate with us. We also invite you to continue your own learning through attending the events listed above, joining us for next year's Learn More series, with a year of programming on the theme of exploring and understanding LGBTQI+ identity and experiences, and engaging in training through BU Diversity and Inclusion or through the LGBTQI+ Center for Faculty and Staff's BU Enacting Allyship for Faculty and Staff, a training about how to be an ally and better serve LGBTQI+ students and colleagues that launches next year. If you are a member of the LGBTQI+ community, please come celebrate with us. If you are an ally, please show your support for your colleagues this June and join us in celebrating Pride this month and all year long.